ChrisVision.com today.
Kate Delaney's my name. This show is America Tonight, coast to coast, all the nooks and crannies in between and outside our borders. Welcome to all of you listening in other places like the UK, Australia, and even Venezuela. Somehow, some way, through the miracle of the internet, I'm sure people are listening to us in Venezuela. Well, a lot of the buzz has to do over the State of the Union address, of course. And on this show, we talk politics, we talk some entertainment, we talk business, and we talk a slew of other things. You know, what's the water cooler buzz? What are we excited about? What do we want to talk about? What's the conversation, the live conversation on the overnight highway? And of course it's the State of the Union, because here in the United States, this is our government. It's we the people, right? At least we forget, we the people. I'm going to the power base. I mean, this is how it plays out in the U.S. for those of you who have never been here. The seat of power is Washington. Washington's all about power. New York's all about money. And California is all about fame. We got it all in the United States. The fame part happened earlier in the day because it was nomination day for the Academy Awards. Would you give Barack Obama an Academy Award nomination for his performance in the State of the Union? You think back to the last State of the Union address. There were a lot of broad strokes, of course. There were a lot of accolades that were thrown out for certain people. There were people that were placed in the audience, just like other presidents have done. Bush did that, and others before have done the same thing. So that there's no new tricks to that. John Boehner, standing ovation. He recognized John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. This is also something that normally is done. And the president specifically, and this seemed to be the theme, if you will, if there was a theme to this, if I were the speechwriter, I were laying this out, the theme would be the bipartisan solution. And that's what the president really kept hammering in during the speech, kept zoning in on the bipartisan solution to strengthen Social Security and keep everything on a firm financial foot, but there was nothing specific with Social Security. There were very little specifics in it, but there were some interesting twists, I think, to what the president had to say. I filled up a notepad as I was watching this, because, of course, you did have a copy of the State of the Union, but watching him deliver it and the reaction and everything else was, I think, pretty interesting. So one of the things that the president talked about, and it makes sense, and I would do the same thing if I were president. Let's face it, we just had the situation in Moscow where the arrivals at the airport, in the arrivals hall, 35 people were killed and countless others were injured. And it could be Chechenian rebels or Islamic terrorism. Immediately, that's where your head goes. But the president threw out an easy one. This is a layup. It's like, you know, raw meat to the lions, but he talked about terrorism.
As extremists try to inspire acts of violence within our borders, we are responding with the strength of our communities, with respect for the rule of law, and with the conviction that American Muslims are a part of our American family.
All right, because some of what's discussed about Islamic terrorists is the Muslim factor, which Obama gets hammered on that. The speech in Cairo a couple of years ago, what he's doing to embrace Muslim nations, and then ultimately what happens and where are the terrorists from. We know this argument. And you heard what he was saying there, American Muslims. Okay, the other thing I thought that he brought up in the speech that I was very surprised about, that was not hinted at all. It was not hinted by Robert Gibbs, the White House press secretary, And among the people I knew, none of this leaked out. Because it's always about trying to figure out, forecasting, okay, what are the main themes going to be? We knew bipartisan. We knew the mention of Gabby Giffords. We knew something about health care would be in there. There were thoughts that maybe some gun control stuff would come up, but that wasn't even touched, and that makes sense. Because why go there if you're President Obama? That's just not going to help his cause. So why even go there? Why even wrap the whole Tucson thing into that? And he didn't, which was probably, from the Democratic point of view, a smart play. The thing that he did bring up that I was surprised about was illegal immigration. And he had a couple of different thoughts on that. But here's one of the things he said.
And I am prepared to work with Republicans and Democrats to protect our borders, enforce our laws, and address the millions of undocumented workers who are now living in the shadows.
Wow, enforce laws. Boy, we've been trying that for how many? 3 decades or so? 2.5 decades at least? So illegal immigration, but also part of that was saying that it's not the fault of children that are born to people who come into the country illegally. It's not their fault. They shouldn't have to suffer because of it. They should be able to get an education, and they're saluting the United States flag, not saluting, they're pledging to the United States flag. So why shouldn't they be embraced? Why shouldn't they be part of the country? Which that goes back to the anchor baby thing and the discussion over anchor babies and monies for schools, etc., all that stuff, which is a very much a hot point between the Republicans and the Democrats. And immigration is something, frankly, that always gets shelved when it's an election year. Oop, look at the makeup of the people who might vote for me. This might not be good in my particular area, in my state, this won't fly. So let's not go there. Let's not touch illegal immigration. And the last time there was a serious conversation about illegal immigration, really, when was it? Was way back in the Bush years. Remember the protests and everything that was happening across the country? And then it just died on the vine, and that was it. Oh, now we're gonna enforce the laws, and we'd see some flashy ICE breakdowns, you know, where the FBI would come in and they'd crack open some meat plant and you'd hear about it. And then you wouldn't hear anything for months and months and months. And then suddenly there'd be some other place, there'd be a crackdown. And we all know this is the problem in the first place, because this was allowed to fester and get bigger and bigger and bigger. That's how I think illegal immigration got so out of control. Because there were jobs that paid more money, there was a way to get to the United States, and the people in Mexico, who are basically in a third world country unless you're rich, it's the rich and the poor, of course they took the route of, hey, my cousin says I can get this job here, I'm going to go take this job and make some money because I'm not making any money here. So the crackdowns were far and few between. But in talking about we'll work together, that was a big theme. The bipartisan theme was the main theme of the entire speech, I'd say. If you had to grade the president, because, you know, it's always about quarterbacking it afterwards. They're doing it in the White House, trust me, among themselves. They'll look at the polls and whatnot. And then that's what everybody else does once they leave the chamber. They're all running out to television stations and radio stations to talk about what they thought the president did well or didn't do well, depending on what party they are and how they feel about it. But what grade would you give him for this State of the Union address? And will any of the things really come to fruition that he talked about?
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityC-Energy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In 1965, this is the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Where is she? In a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Good to mama. And if you pay to see.
800-259-5791. Are there clearly battle lines that have been drawn in the sand as a result of the big-time Obama pitch? Or will we see more bipartisan cooperation? You know, the key thing here is some of what Obama said was interesting. He said a ban on earmarks because he would veto anything with earmarks. And he also said a spending freeze on parts of the budget that would save $400 billion over 5 years. $400 billion. And this is the thing that sticks in everyone's craw. It's the money, the money, the money. Because of the stimulus, the bailing out the banks, banks too big to fail. We know that. We know some of that was inherited, but we're done with that because he's been in the job now too long. So ultimately, what it becomes is the deficit is just so out of control. And if you're looking at this and looking down the road and you're seeing what's happening to other people in other countries, we want nothing to do with that. We as Americans, we don't want to go in that direction. I don't care if you say you're a liberal, if you say you're conservative, if you say I have no party, if you say I'm independent, whatever. I mean, look, nobody really wants that. Is anyone going to raise their hand and say, no, I think we should, let's screw it. Let's spend like drunken sailors, and I don't care what happens to future generations. Whether you're single, don't have children, don't intend to have kids, it doesn't matter. It's not about that. Is that really what you're thinking out there? And the answer is really no. Most people are going to say no, 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 no. And looking at this State of the Union address, I think Obama really, what he tried to do was play up the whole bipartisan thing. I've already said that. And play both sides to the middle as much as he could possibly get away with it. And then threw in some definite zingers that wouldn't fly with any of the Republicans, I'm sure, in the room. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Okay.
Hello.
I just have to add my two cents about the birth certificate issue. Remember how McCain was thoroughly thrashed about his birth records because of being born in Panama?
Yes.
Okay. Why aren't we doing that with Obama? There's one question. Also, why is there no record of this man having attended the schools he say he attended in Hawaii? And I know this because my brother-in-law, my children's uncle, had children in that school. And nobody seems to remember a Barry Sotero or a Barack Obama. Nobody. Mm. Nobody. And a lot of Hawaiians are saying the same thing. I've had family in Hawaii since, gosh, the 1940s. And it's like, uh-uh. But also, back when that birth certificate, that alleged birth certificate was issued, it was common practice for children born overseas to at least one American parent attesting to it could be issued that piece of paper that he purports to be his birth record.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So if you're born overseas, you could say, if I'm a parent, okay, so then it's New Jersey or New York,
yeah, wherever.
Or Hawaii or
it
wherever.
Was very
yeah.
common practice, and I know this because I have a friend who was born in Britain. But when her mother brought her to America, that birth certificate, she showed me a copy, was shown to be from California.
Mm.
And that was in the 1950s. So that was easily done back in the 50s, 60s, or prior to 1970. And everybody should be asking the question, why would any president, as the very first order of business, sign an executive order sealing all his documents, including his bar license? By the way, he was bid for perjury by the Illinois State Bar, which is dictated by the Illinois Supreme Court.
Right, I knew that. I mean, I knew that. That's been discussed before. Here's the question I say. You and I both know this, Izzy. No matter what, he's the president. He's not getting impeached. And the deal is, if he's running in 2012, so the issue should be, okay, we don't like him, we don't want him, then let's just make it that 2012 he's done.
Well,
right?
There are a number of states, and the list is growing, that are now passing legislation. If you do not show the long form in addition to other documents,
right,
you will not be placed on that state's ballot because they're fed up with this. And I'm sorry, I don't care if he's allegedly the sitting squatter-in-chief. He should still be forced because every lawsuit, and there's been dozens, have been rejected. And guess who has done the rejecting of most of them, or all of them, actually? Holder.
Well, of course, because he's the attorney general. And
he is
buddy.
The head law enforcement agent that is supposed to be investigating this stuff, and yet he will not do it. So it really begs the question. You know what? Here's my theory, and I truly believe this. I think Obama was selected many years ago. I really do, for this position, because he's so easily manipulated. The man's never done a decent thing in his life. Face it, he has never done a decent thing in his life.
Well, what about trying to help the poor people in Illinois when he was a state senator? Remember?
Oh, Barb. I was there during that time. Excuse me, that man wasn't even in the Senate half the time. And his records show it. And when he did vote, his vote was present. Not yay or nay, present.
Right.
And I'm like, he's never done a damn thing in his entire life but be a puppet.
I agree with the present vote, because he definitely, that's absolutely, that's recorded.
But
there's no doubt about that. Yes,
why is
yes.
he being a part-time lecturer at the infamous University of Chicago while he's a senator, a United States senator, which is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So
I can tell. I mean, I can tell by this conversation you were fed up, you were done with Obama, and you don't understand why the lid hasn't been blown off. And
I don't believe he's a citizen. I do not believe that man is a legitimate citizen with all my heart. And I think that will be proven, which means the most horrendous legal triangle.
I was just going to say that.
Because
anything that was done
signed, becomes null and void.
You're right.
And by the way,
right,
as a last note, anybody that is even remotely familiar with graphology, because I have my certification in graphology, online, there is a copy of the letter that he wrote to the alleged hospital where he was born. Of course, he was allegedly born at two different hospitals. But his signature is really very interesting. And graphology is like a fingerprint. It doesn't lie. It really doesn't. And they're actually using it in many courts now to convict people. That signature is so bizarre. And it's really hard when it's a copy. But you can still do it. But everything about him is a lie. And that's exactly what his signature says. And any good graphology expert will tell you that.
It's interesting. We should have somebody on the show to do that, to look at the documents.
If you want somebody, I'll give you one of my former teachers.
There you go.
He's one of the experts in graphology.
There you go. That would be interesting. That would be a fascinating segment, definitely. Izzy, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Do that. Send that to me. Okay, so Izzy doesn't even want to talk about the State of the Union. She's done with Obama, says he's a fraud, says that everything's sealed up. Why did he do that in the beginning? She thinks he was put in place originally, and so that's why it was all hands-off. I can't go there with her. I can't at all go with the he was put in place before in that big conspiracy that so many people think. You know, to me, there are conspiracies that are interesting, and there are conspiracies that you say, boy, that the facts just don't really bear this out. And yes, there are things about Obama that you say, wow, I mean, they got away with this, they got away with that, and how come this didn't happen? But we say that about every president, and I get the birth thing. Unfortunately, what's happened is I think it's become just like a runaway train, an even bigger controversy because of the governor of Hawaii, who's a Democrat, who's a friend of Obama's, who says he knows damn well that he was born in Hawaii. He saw him as a kid almost immediately. He remembers the announcements in the paper and everything else. And the theory of some people that know Obama say he's just flipping the bird to what they would call the idiots, the birthers, the nuts, the fringe, the whatever. The only thing that I have a hard time believing is, you know, it's easy to say the media, they all go down the same way, and it's we don't, you know, they're just ignoring the facts. But I don't buy that, because there's always somebody in the media who will take a good conspiracy and they can really prove it out, and it's more than a conspiracy, it's factual. They only care. I mean, think about it. They want to be famous. They want to make money. They want to get a Pulitzer Prize. If that can be their Watergate, if that can be their Pentagon Papers, they're going to go for it. It doesn't matter that it's Obama. They would take him down immediately if they could prove it. That's the thing that I have a problem with. 800-259-5791.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's funny, huh, man? Only thinks about the... You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brain, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
Just a program reminder, there is no nail to score this week because, of course, next week is the Super Bowl. Also, we're taking the show on the road. We'll be live from Washington, D.C. the next couple of days, and we'll be talking about health care. What else? Looking at it from all different perspectives. Everybody has a spin. Everybody has a point of view, and we're going to get it all. Mix it up in the blender and see what comes out in the end. And you know how I feel about it. Who's going to say that they're not for some kind of health care reform? Of course they are. Of course you're for some kind of health care reform, because it's not a perfect, it wasn't a perfect product to begin with. Part of the problem is the fact that you have employers in the middle of the insurance game. The other thing is the competition. You should be able to erase state lines. There's things that could have happened here a long time ago that wouldn't have made it perfect, but certainly would have made it better than where we find ourselves today. And the biggest problem that's happening, I think, to people, we're talking about affordability, but it's not affordable for people. Now they're getting the reality of the statements, and they're getting statements in the mail, and their premiums are going up. And I've given you many examples. We have Ellen Ratner on from Washington, D.C., from Talk Radio News. She told us about something with her eye, and she started to get bills for that and has decent insurance, but her premiums shot up, and she was stunned when the premiums shot up. I told you about my mother. She's in great health and just recently retired. Doesn't look her age, thank God. Not so much about the age thing, but that she's in good health. Same thing with her. Premiums out of nowhere shoot up. In California, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, 50% in some cases shot up. How do you pay for that? mean, that's the bottom line. You know, that's what people want to know. When the president's on the tube and he's telling us, well, we need to worry about education and we need to make the country better for our kids and we can be that country again. We don't have to be ninth in education. We can do this. We can do that. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, more people need to go to college. Yeah, and how are they paying for it? How are their parents helping them and paying for it when they're living check to check? Because of lots of different things, including now the craziness of what's happening with the health care premiums and what was supposed to be affordable health care. It's not affordable. It's not affordable. I can't wait to hear some of what is going to come out of D.C. as far as what are the misconceptions, what don't people know, all that kind of stuff. And you're going to hear it. Especially Thursday, you'll hear a lot of pro and con. I mean, we're really going back and forth on this one so you can get every perspective and then hear how the policymakers talk, how they talk. Let's go to David in Texas. Hey, David.
Hello, Kate. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I agree with I got to agree. First of all, I want to tell you there are no conspiracy theories that cannot be proved. And the lady that was on before me, she is my new BFF. I do definitely agree with her 100%.
Really? So you think yes. that Obama was hatched like the Manchurian candidate and that he was – David, you got to turn down the radio or turn down the stream. There you go. You think that – somebody said a group of guys, and trust me, I realize you look at the way a president's elected, and there is a power base, and there are things that you could say are set up if you wanted to, but I'm not buying that Obama was a hatched plan. I agree that when Obama came out of the woodwork and he was a good orator, and like Izzy talked about him being present for most of the votes and instead he was off speaking or writing books or going on Oprah or whatever, he was the guy then. Absolutely. That was the Democratic motivation. Let's get him in here. I agree on that. But I don't think that he's somebody that was set up to be that guy from the time he was a little boy. No way. It's not like Lost. I'm not buying it.
Well,
how do
you
prove
know,
that? Prove that. Prove that, my friend, and you will get your own radio show and have a Pulitzer Prize.
I would prove it to you, but a lot of people like to disprove where I would prove it from. So,
where you would prove it from?
But I will say this much. I will say this much. If you like movies, which I know you do, go and rent the movie Above the Law with Steven Seagal in it. That'll tell you exactly what Congress and all these senators and everything seem to think that they can get away with, and that includes the president. I got a whole list of movies that are actually out that state exactly a lot of what's going on today, and we're seeing it. It was in a movie. Now it's coming to pass. And by the way, Green Bay is going to take the Steelers.
You're just gigging me tonight. Oh, you're trying to aggravate me. Green Bay is going to take the Steelers? Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. And I will eat my words, Kate, on live.
On radio?
Live on radio.
Okay.
If Green Bay does not take it.
All right, so you said 14 points the other day.
Yes, I did.
All right, so you're sticking by 14 points?
Yeah, I take them by 14 points. But even so, even if they don't do the 14 points, even if they win, a W is a W is a W.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I
so
agree with
if
that.
So if they win, you know that guy the other night, he was wanting to bet you that sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And I look at it this way. I think you ought to go, if they lose, I think you ought to go up to walk all the way to Washington, like you keep saying, in the buff.
Yeah, but there's nothing in it for me. I get nothing in return for this bet. Are you kidding? There's nothing on the line for me that I was like, why would I do that? Because there's nothing you guys can give me in exchange that would be worth a crazy bet like that. When you have a bet, it's like a contract.
I will take you to dinner, and I will give you or buy you whatever alcohol you want for a week.
For a week? I would never do that to you. You need to save your cash. I would never drain your accounts that way.
I'm not that poor. I'm not rich.
Well, I know, but
I'm just saying
I wouldn't do that to you. All right, I'm going to dream something up. You guys have been thinking. I'll dream something up.
You dream something up, and I think, you, like I said, if Green Bay wins, I think you ought to walk all the way to let's make it even better than that. Instead of just Washington, let's say from coast to coast.
Coast to coast.
That way, everybody, you will definitely be nationally known if you go coast to coast like that.
I would be. You're right. There's that nut. There's that woman, that nut. What is she thinking? You have to be kidding me. Oh, that's funny. That would be funny. I'll tell you what, sometime I'll tell this on the air. I did a bike ride thing like that. David, thanks. I did a bike ride deal like that where I said that the Rangers, I was covering the Texas Rangers at the time. I was doing a sports talk show, and I said that the Rangers would win the West, and whatever team beat the Rangers, I would bike ride to that city. Well, I'm in Texas, and the city that, the team, rather, that beat the Rangers in the West was the Seattle Mariners. So I had to ride a bike to Seattle, and you know what? I did it. And guess what? It actually got some coverage. It was in the newspaper. The Associated Press took a picture, and it was nightmarish for me. But I did do it. I'll put that up, post that up on America Tonight in the next couple of weeks so you can see me riding that bike across the country. You'll get a good laugh out of that. And David, I do not understand how you think that these movies portray exactly what's happening in Washington. Hey, granted, like, there are things that, listen, there are definitely things that are decided in back rooms. There are definitely, I'll call them setups. There are absolutely. Power corrupts. Absolutely. And I would agree to that. And we know that there are conspiracy theories that then really were proven to be true, but they're far and few between. Not everything is a conspiracy. Not everything is twisted. You can look at it, and it is really what it is. In the case of Obama, I don't believe at all that from the time of birth he was this young seedling who was raised up to this position. No. But when he started, absolutely, when he started to talk, when he wrote books, when he had people interested in him, when he had powerful black people and white people interested in him, that's when his fate turned around. Yes, absolutely. So there were people that were interested in Obama getting to where he is. Of course there were. And that's called running for the president of the United States and getting elected, too. If you could talk about that with every single president, look at George Bush. How does George Bush become the president? How does Bush become the president? Well, you could say legacy, because you could go back to his grandfather, Prescott Bush, and his father. But how does he get elected over Jeb Bush, who really should have been the Bush that was elected, was the guy who was primed to go through the ranks and make a run at president. But it turns out to be George instead. Or you could look at Bill Clinton. What did Bill Clinton come out of? Frustration with the previous administration? I don't think so. Mistakes that were made by the previous administration? Like Obama, was good at speaking, had a lot of people interested in seeing him go a little bit further. I mean, you know how that game is played. It is a game. And so maybe in that sense it is a conspiracy of sorts. It is. Because the person is picked, is plucked out of the crowd. Coming up next, we can count.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Here on America Tonight. You know, it's always about the numbers, isn't it? How about the Omaha mayor facing the first recall vote since 1987? I'm always fascinated by the whole recall thing in the first place. Here's what happened in Omaha. The voters are headed to the polls because they're going to decide whether the current mayor, Jim Suttle, should keep his job. It's the first time they've had this happen since, as I said, the late 80s. He's a Democratic former city council guy and public works director who took over that job in the spring of 2009. The recall group says he's been brutal. I love that. He's brutal. Why is he brutal? Well, excessive taxes, broken promises, union deals that cost them millions and threaten their economic future. He says he's turned the city's finances around because he eliminated a projected $12.4 million shortfall in the budget to end 2010 with a $3.3 million surplus. If the recall doesn't take, in other words, if it fails, then Suttle can face or can't face another recall attempt for 1 year. So it's pretty hard to make that happen. There must have been enough people that wanted to see him go down and didn't like him and didn't believe that he was turning the economy of Omaha in the right direction. All right, something that's getting a lot of play that's pretty interesting. Jesse Ventura, remember him, former governor of Minnesota? What is it with the people who are politicians in Minnesota? Always making lots of headlines. Anyway, Ventura sued the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA on Monday because he says the full body scans and the pat-downs at the airports violate his right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures. Just kind of a quick side note here. The president's during his speech in talking about 80% of us would be able to be part of this fast railway, the fast trains, just like they have in Japan and elsewhere, and that we wouldn't have to go through the pat-downs. I mean, actually, that was kind of funny. So the lawsuit names Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano and John Pistole, who's the TSA, the head of the TSA, as defendants and saying that the searches are unwarranted and unreasonable. And just if you, so you don't know, or if you might not know, and here's your number part, Ventura, during his career as a pro wrestler, actually got a hip replacement. And when did that happen? Well, that happened several years ago, 2008. So the implant sets off metal detectors at airport security points when he goes through, and that's why he's got to deal with the body scanners. And we know this. There are about 500 body scanners at 78 airports in use right now. Faces supposedly aren't shown, and the person's identity is supposedly not known to the screener reviewing those images when they go through. But Ventura's going after him. So we'll see how that challenge holds up and, you know, ultimately how far the lawsuit goes and what happens as a result of it. A couple of other things for We Can Count that are pretty sad. It has to do with casualties and, you know, in other parts of the world when we're talking about whether it's suicide bombers or bomb blasts where you don't know who's accountable for it or whatever. There's a lot of that going on. There were 13 people killed in a Pakistan suicide bombing, while two people died in the Philippines because of a bus that was exploded. And then in Mexico, seven people were killed at a soccer game. I'm telling you, Mexico is getting scarier and scarier to me. If you go on the State Department website, you'll see points of interest where they'll tell you, you know, high alert or suggested places not to go. And the soccer field is a place that I used to go to. This particular soccer field is in Ciudad Juarez. I've told this story many times. I'll just say it one more time if you're new to the show, haven't heard me before. I used to be an anchor woman when I first got out of college in El Paso, and El Paso, especially the station where I was, Channel 9, very, very close to the Zaragoza Bridge. We'd go over constantly on days off to go do stories. I sat in that soccer stadium many times. So what happened was a group of men opened fire at a match between two local teams. Killed seven people. They wounded two other people. And it's the soccer field is at a community center. And it was opened as part of a program to decrease drug violence in a city that's just been wrecked by the killings. It's the saddest picture you've ever seen. You see, looks like a kid, a guy, laying down dead. He's dead in his soccer uniform right outside of the little stadium. And the sign above the stadium says, "Live Better," which is a slogan in the anti-violence campaign. So they were trying to make a point, obviously. Most of the people that were killed were anywhere from 19 to 26 years old. And that's just sickening. I mean, that is unbelievable. 180 rounds fired in 3 or 4 seconds. And people complain about living in the United States. It's outrageous. And Felipe Calderon, when he took office, I'm targeting this. Do whatever I can. I'm cracking down on crime. That just really hasn't worked out. If anything, crime has increased. Now, do you blame it on Felipe Calderon? Some of it I think you could lay on his doorstep, and part of it is because the police departments are riddled with corruption, and the ones that aren't, they get killed anyway. I mean, it's just a hornet's nest where you got to fight fire with fire. That's the only thing you can do. And it's so just way too close for comfort to me. It's so close to El Paso. El Paso's the United States, a bridge separating the two cities. A bridge. I mean, a little bridge. It's not some giant span of a bridge. It's a little bridge. Wow. All right, let's lighten the load here for a second on We Can Count. Toy Story 3 was a runaway hit, wasn't it? And the Toy Story 3 director got an Oscar nomination. That's pretty cool. Wouldn't it be cool to work as an animator for, like, Pixar? So the director has been there 16 years. I think his name is Lee Unkrich. And he's got young kids, and they have to be excited about that. Toy Story 3 after all these years. And they're saying there is no Toy Story 4 on the boards, but, boy, that picture raked in a lot of money. Some people think it's not just about an animated feature film or the best animated feature film, that the critics loved it so much. The public loved it. It made the big money, like I said. It had all the box office success, all that sort of stuff, that really it was like the best movie of the year. I saw the other two, but I didn't see this one, so some of you might have seen it. I did not see it. Matt, did you see Toy Story 3?
I just recently watched it, actually, not too long ago, within the last month. I thought it was actually really good.
Really?
And the funny thing is, when I was watching it, I was trying to think of the other Toy Story movies, and I couldn't remember a ton of the plot lines. But Toy Story 3, for some reason, that movie, I've talked to a lot of people about it, too, where it just kind of tugs at you a little bit and makes you think. I don't know. It's more of a thinking movie than I've ever experienced with a kid's movie, per se. Because it is a kid's movie, but there's this adult plot line that goes through it that the other two movies had that too, but this is just a whole nother level where you leave the theater or your living room, I guess, if you're watching it at home now, with a different perspective on things.
All right, Toy Story 3, I got to put that on my list. I haven't seen it. I'll have to go and see it. Here's the last one. The State Department released its annual list of gifts from foreign governments to the federal employees. And, of course, the president gets a lot of pretty good gifts. All totaled up, the president got 54 gifts. The estimated value, $160,000 during 2009. One of the weirdest gifts that he got is he got a small wooden CD holder from the Russian president, Medvedev, and then a $400 pencil from the president of the European Commission. Give me my $400 pencil. I like the lead in that one.